Well, we know that the Sprachbaum burst its banks and the water flowed down at the back of the site. Obviously, what impact it had in terms of surface water from the other rain fall is still part of the engineer's report. But the main focus was around the fact that the Sprachbaum overloaded at the point it enters the culvert and flooded the rear of the hospital.
At this point, can we guarantee that this will never happen again?
Well, what we have, as I've said before, is we've got some very close monitoring and emergency measures in place. And even as you and I are talking now, Barry, the presentation has been given in terms of the engineering solution that's going to be put in place to mitigate against any future risk of this recurring.
Cost-wise, do we know how much damage was done?
Well, there's the assessment process is still going on. There's two elements to the cost. There's the cost of replacing that which was destroyed in terms of buildings or equipment or supplies. There's also the cost of the interim arrangements that need to be put in place. We certainly know that the cost of the rebuild is hitting somewhere in excess of 7-8 million euro. The cost of the interim arrangements will be determined how long we have to continue on with services off-site, renting premises, portable CT scanners, kitchens, etc.